Offering my most loving pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Dear listeners, we welcome you to this week's broadcast of Thursday Live. At the very outset, a very warm good morning to all of you from Prashanthi Nilayam. We are into the new year, well into the new year, and this new year is certainly looking more hopeful than the previous one. We started this year with the news that we finally have a vaccine for the pandemic that's been troubling all of us. And that indeed is a news that we can look up to with a lot of positivity and hope. Earlier this week, the Indian government flagged off what would be the largest vaccination drive for COVID. And in the first phase, the healthcare workers who are in the front line of this battle against the pandemic were to be vaccinated, and as part of that, the first set of doctors, nurses and staff of the super speciality hospital at Prashanthi Nilayam, Shri Satya Sai Institute of High Medical Sciences, were also vaccinated. And for those of you who have been following our updates, you know that the hospital has a fully functional COVID ward, apart from having participated in ways of helping other hospitals and government institutions set up wards to deal with the problem. We also have the COVID ward. Most of the people in and around Prashanthi Nilayam are using that facility. And because of that, our staff, nurses, doctors have been putting aside their own personal interest and fears of themselves being infected. They've been serving all these patients. So, rightfully so, they are being vaccinated first, and then we've had the first round of that vaccination that took place a couple of weeks ago. So that's one major update from here in Prashanthi Nilayam. Talking about Swami's super speciality hospital, the hospital at Whitefield today celebrated, not today, this week celebrated 20 years of its existence. Exactly 20 years back, on January 19th, 2001, Swami inaugurated the super speciality hospital in Vrindavan. Also present on the occasion was late Mr. Atal Bihari Vajpayee, the former Prime Minister of India. He was the Prime Minister then when he inaugurated the hospital with Swami. Personally, I had the opportunity to be present there on that occasion because I was studying in the Vrindavan campus then. And you all will agree with me that it is one of the most beautiful places, especially the central dome, which is the main altar in the whole building. In fact, speaking on that occasion, Swami had said that you all look at this hospital and say that it is so beautiful, but beauty is not important. Swami had said, Andam is the word for beauty in Telugu. Swami said, Andam is not as important as Anandam. Andam has no value without Anandam, and you will see that this place spreads more Anandam than it is beautiful, right? And that really has been the case. We can vouch for that. We've had the opportunity to document the stories of many, many patients through our article series, Healing Touch. And each of the stories is so heartwarming, and we've had patients from different places. A couple of years back, we even did a patient story on a patient who traveled all the way from Pakistan, and the family shared their overwhelming experience of being cared for, not only in a different country, but the way they were welcomed and taken care of in the hospital. They went back with very, very fond memories of what would have otherwise been a very difficult phase because their child was having to undergo a surgery. And apart from that, we've had the opportunity to speak with many people associated with the hospital. We've spoken to the architect of the hospital and how Swami chose him to do the architecture for the entire building. And every one of these things, Swami was involved. In fact, we spoke to one Dr. Rambala. He was instrumental in setting up the lab in the super specialty hospital here. So in 1991, when Swami was setting up the first super specialty hospital, he was brought from the US as part of the team that would set up the lab and the blood donation unit. During one of the interviews, Swami very casually told him that, you know, this hospital I'm building is a smaller one. The one that is going to come up in Bangalore is going to be much bigger. And at that moment in time, there was absolutely no clue to any of us that there's going to be a second super specialty hospital. Because it was only in May 1999 that the government of Karnataka offered Swami a land of over 50 acres in what is now referred to as the IT corridor of Bangalore near the ITPL. And they made that offering in May. The Bhumi Puja happened in September. And can you believe it? By January 2001, the hospital was ready for inauguration and was already functional. Because Swami said, we are starting a hospital, and what is a hospital without patients? So, a scene that you probably will not see anywhere during an inauguration of a hospital of this kind. When the inauguration was happening, there were already inpatients in the ward ready for surgery, and when we happened to go there to participate in the inauguration, we could see these patients actually standing on the balconies and witnessing the inauguration of the hospital. That's Swami's unique way of functioning. Swami said that when I say inauguration, it does not mean inauguration of the building. It's an inauguration of a facility which starts functioning from then on. Very similarly, even the hospital in Prashanthinilayam, on the day of inauguration, Swami had them schedule 4 open heart surgeries. And that's how Swami works, isn't it? And we've all had the blessed opportunity to witness this over these many years. 20 years of its glorious existence, the hospital has performed over 47,000 surgeries in both cardiac and neuro departments. They've done, apart from that, 58,000 cardiac procedures, and the number of inpatients who come to the hospital, as the numbers are way, way beyond all of that. So this week we celebrated 20 years of existence of Swami's Temple of Healing at Whitefield. I said we have had the opportunity to speak with many of the people associated with the hospital, not only patients, doctors, architects, administrators. In fact, today, as part of the satsang in the evening at 7:30, we have a talk by Brother Praveen Vemula, who has been working in the hospital for many, many years. Brother Praveen is one of the brilliant students from our university, one of the toppers. He's also received a gold medal from Swami's hand for his academic excellence. He also had the opportunity of topping the summer course exams that we have at the end of summer courses. And Swami had also blessed him with a ring on that occasion. So he's a brilliant product of our university. After his master's, Swami had chosen him and sent him to the university in the United States called Loma Linda, where he did his hospital management studies. And today he serves as the special assistant to the director of the hospital. So he'll be sharing his experiences of his association with the hospital today. That's at 7:30 p.m. Do tune in. You can either listen to it on the radio or you can watch it on our YouTube channel, Shri Sathya Sai Official. He shares beautiful personal experiences as well as how Swami continues to guide their work through these many years. Even today, they know that it is Swami's hand that is guiding. Apart from being a hospital serving patients, the hospital is also transforming into a center of excellence where it comes to academics. There is a nursing college. The students of the nursing college have been participating in the annual sports and cultural meet, and they come and perform gratitude programs just like all our other university students. They have a curriculum very similar to the university curriculum set up by Swami, and the university, the institute is being recognized for its academic contribution to, even as the years go on, apart from the nursing college, the DNB programs have also been receiving accolades from the various bodies that govern medical education. So once again, 7:30 p.m. today, you can tune in to listen to Brother Praveen, where he speaks about his experience of being associated with the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of High Medical Sciences. Speaking about anniversaries, this week also marks another important anniversary. It is the 40th year of Swami's Mandir in Chennai, which is very fondly referred to as Sundaram. Exactly 40 years ago, on the same day the hospital was inaugurated, January 19th, 1981 to be precise, Swami inaugurated the Sundaram Mandir, the third Mandir of the triad Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Satyam is the Mandir in Bombay, which is otherwise referred to as Dharmakshetra. Shivam Mandir is in Hyderabad, and Sundaram was the last of the three to be inaugurated in 1981. But where Sundaram stands today, there was a Mandir come residence for Swami right from the 1970s. But the present structure was inaugurated in 1981, and Swami took special interest in every aspect of the Mandir, the various other components of that campus. There is a beautiful Shirdi Baba Mandir there. Swami consecrated that idol. There is a story of how Swami materialized a beautiful jewel and inserted it on the marble idol. There is a Shanti Vedika where Swami has given darshan enormous number of times. Swami has delivered many, many discourses in that Shanti Vedika. For many, many years, Sundaram has hosted Bhagwan, the last being when Swami was there to perform the Atirudra Mahayagnam. And again, I had the opportunity to have Swami's darshan during that visit. And I can tell you, the crowds were well into the main road. And so sweetly and lovingly, Swami went right into the main road on his chair that can be wheeled right on the main road, giving darshan to all those devotees. And Swami spread enormous amount of joy and bliss during that visit. One of the very beautiful memories for the citizens of Chennai, I am sure. So Sundaram celebrates the 40th anniversary this year. When we say Sundaram, the other thing that it is synonymous with is with Sai Bhajans. But because in many ways the Sai Bhajans movement has its roots in Sundaram. In fact, Professor Venkatraman would very fondly recall that when we started the Radio Sai broadcast in the year 2001, it was primarily with the Sundaram Bhajans. Somebody had given him an entire set of volumes of Sundaram Bhajans, and so for a long time, Sundaram Bhajans were the biggest chunk of programs that were broadcast over the Radio Sai. And that's because Sundaram has contributed enormously to this bhajan movement. We've had the opportunity to speak with some very, very senior devotees. We spoke to the daughter of Mrs. Kamala Sarathy. Kamala Sarathy, a devotee who came to Swami in the 1940s, was a trained musician. Swami had directed her to train singers in the Sundaram Bhajan section. Thereafter, we had greats like M.S. Subbalakshmi Amma, who was also associated with the Sundaram Bhajan group. We've also been running a series of conversations with Mrs. Girijamma. Again, a very senior devotee who is associated with the Sundaram Bhajan group, and she's been sharing beautiful stories of how Swami has guided them over the years, of how bhajans should be sung, what kind of bhajans on what occasions, and how Swami has taught them new bhajans, and in how many ways Swami has been part of this entire bhajan movement that Sundaram has been a part of. She's been sharing all of that. So this week is very special in that way. We have two inaugurations anniversaries, the anniversary of the Whitefield Super Speciality Hospital and the Sundaram anniversary, 40 years of Sundaram's existence. Having spoken of all of this, why not we listen to a Sundaram Bhajan? I think that would be the best way to conclude this segment of Prashanti Vibes. We will meet you again next week with new updates from Prashanthi Nilayam. And we do hope that as we progress in the next few weeks, we will have more interesting updates to give you, because we are hoping that we will get back to normalcy sooner than later by Swami's grace. And when that happens, I don't think 15-20 minutes is enough time for us to give you all the updates from Prashanthi Nilayam, but nevertheless, we will try our best to do that. I'm going to leave you with a beautiful bhajan from the Sundaram Bhajans collection, and the other side of it, we will resume the other programs of today's Thursday Live, the first of which will be the program I will be meeting you all in, the Gita series, A Triune Pilgrimage. For now, a beautiful Sundaram Sai Bhajan.
Bhagavan.